The Big Short director Adam McKay encourages voters to abandon Democrats over Kamala Harris' loss. By David Ng on November 7, 2024. Adam McKay, who directed the 2018 Dick Cheney biopic Vice, is encouraging voters to abandon the Democrat Party in the wake of Kamala Harris' loss to President-elect Donald Trump, calling out Democrat elites for their lies and shenanigans, including hiding President Joe Biden's cognitive decline from the American people. Holding little back, Adam McKay torched Democrat leaders in a series of ex posts on Wednesday. He also blasted the party for embracing Dick and Liz Cheney, who both endorsed Kamala Harris. Who would have guessed lying about Biden's cognitive health for 2 years? Refusing to do an open convention for a new nominee? Never mentioning public health care and embracing fracking? The Cheneys and a year-long slaughter of children in Gaza wouldn't be a winning strategy. He wrote. Anyone with half a brain? He added. But I thought liberals' whole thing is being smart? It's not. They actually just blindly cheer the parade of rickety optics wrapped up in New York Times fonts that is the modern Dem Party? McKay said he is quitting the Democrats and is thinking of joining the Green Party or the Working Families Party. Vice, which starred Christian Bale as Dick Cheney, satirically portrayed the former vice president as a Luciferian figure who sells out his country and family members in the name of pure political ambition. The movie received 8 Academy Award nominations, including Best Picture, at a time when Hollywood liberals were aligned against the Cheneys. Just a few weeks before this year's election, McKay blasted Democrats for embracing the Cheneys, who had endorsed Kamala Harris. In a series of posts, he called Dick Cheney a major war criminal. Kamala Harris hit the campaign trail with Liz Cheney in the final weeks of her presidential campaign. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.